You're right there. It's partly cloudy and 53 in the Twin Cities.
Hey, Carl?
Yep.
You went and done it again. You're doing a joke about Colonel Roger Ladding, who happens to be the chief of the whole state patrol, and you said he was a little old man, lived in North St. Paul.
I didn't do any jokes about the colonel.
Well,
I'm probably the only one out there that uses my turn signals in the entire state, and I'm the only guy that drives a speed limit as far as I know.
Well, Roger Letting's got an in with Mary Lou Simonson and Scandia, and the squads will be watching for me Saturday at 3 o'clock.
Well, good.
Colonel Roger Letting, sir, I'm just thinking it and thinking he might call soon.
Donuts, just to take exception to the remark, not little and not old.
That's true, sir. But Carl, he's always kidding around. You know how it is. You know how it is, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Not kidding around on the Let's Ask the Chief of the State Patrol why. Why is it some of them big gravel trucks are throwing gravel all over my window, and some of the guys who ride motorcycles, some of them big gravel trucks don't have the proper mud flaps, and there seems to be, either that or it's my imagination, that there's an awful lot of trucks hauling a lot of stuff. I'm not picking on you truck drivers, but have you had many complaints about that this?
Yeah, we have, Donuts, unfortunately, and especially recently. There's a lot of road construction going on, and apparently, I don't know if it's careless loading of the trucks or what it is, but we're asking the troopers to put some special emphasis on the trucks. We've had any number of motorists call in here. Broken windshields is a big problem where the load gets off the truck, and it has to be overloading. The law does not require that the load be covered. The law only requires that the load not leak from the truck itself.
Mm-hmm.
And with regards to the dump trucks, they aren't required to have the mud flaps on the back, because when they drop their when they raise the box and back up,
they'd run right over.
They go back right over they back right over the mud flaps and tear them off, and that's why
expensive.
Very expensive, and that's the reason why it wasn't required by those people. So to those people out there that don't see flaps on the dump trucks, there's a reason.
Well, in order to stick up for the truck drivers, which are near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, we do a good job.
Yeah, well, I guess you said back up or back off. The one thing we could all do, I guess, is stay quite a ways behind those gravel hauling trucks.
Well, but even that, where some of them are obviously overloading those rigs, we're out there looking for them, and if they're caught, they're going to be cited for it. But there's an awful lot of them out there, and of course, there aren't that many of us.
Boy, I wouldn't want to have you guys' jobs.
Well, I like Carl's remarks about he signals and obeys that speed limit. It's nice to see that there's a couple of us out there.
Carl does, and it was a Freudian. I mean, it was a dyslexic slip on my part when I said my Ranger goes 75. I meant 57.
I figured that you probably wanted to include yourself in with Carl and I on that signaling. That's one of my pet ones, because I think that the signals, they don't wear out on an automobile, and they let the other guy know what you're doing. It's just a nice, courteous thing to do.
It really irks me.
I always figure the best way to go broke in this state would be a light bulb salesman.
Frankly, it's just good common courtesy to let the fellow know what's going on.
You must be getting up there in age. I'm hearing a lot of this good common out of your mouth lately. Good common horse sense, good common courtesy. You must be over 40 by now.
Huh. Wait a minute, Donuts. I heard about your 40th birthday the other day, and I...
you couldn't get a squad there in
time. I'm not going to make an admission to that.
All right. Well, Colonel...
Hey, fellas, have a good day. Have a fantastic weekend.
All right, and everybody slow down and live.
Hey, right. That's what's so important. You consider the alternative. Hey, it's all right to... let's enjoy life.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
All right, let's have a better-looking person than all of us combined. Karen Fallon, she's got a face for TV, and we don't. And that's why they hired her over there. And how's the weekend look for everything? The World Trade Center thing is opening. We got, you'd get a kick out of this. A listener just called and said, Donuts, when is Jesse Jackson days in Northfield? I said, well, no, that's defeat of Jesse James, and that's all weekend. And the boys and I, a lot of us, will be in Scandia on Saturday at 3.
I wouldn't put the umbrella away. Nor would it be too far from where you are. Mm-hmm. We will have scattered showers later this afternoon, tonight, and again tomorrow. Looks like the weather will be improving on Sunday. Now, what we have is an upper-level low-pressure system. It's just to the east of Lake Winnipeg, up in Canada, just across the border. And that puts all of Minnesota and western Wisconsin in the area for some cloudiness, along with a few scattered showers. Now, there's a little something for everyone out there. This morning, over much of Minnesota right now, it's gorgeous. Southeastern Minnesota and the northwestern corners still getting some showers, along with some cloudiness. Right now, over the eastern Dakotas, too, there's quite a bit of cloud. cloudiness, and showers have been redeveloping, and that's what's headed our direction for later this afternoon. So that's why we have a good chance of showers redeveloping this afternoon into this evening. Highs today in the low to mid-60s. It's nice out there now, though. Mostly cloudy tonight through Saturday. Scattered showers possible. And lows tonight will be in the upper 40s, highs on Saturday in the lower 60s. Our winds now out of the northwest. A cool front came through last night with the showers that we had. Out at the Twin Cities International Airport, they had 0.07 inches of precipitation. And rainfall amounts generally less than 0.25 inches. And that's pretty much what we have in the forecast for the weekend. Rainfall amounts will be light. We aren't expecting anything heavy. But the winds will be out of the northwest 5 to 15 miles an hour today. And northwest 5 to 10 miles an hour tonight. And on Sunday, partly sunny. We've taken the chance of showers out of the forecast for Sunday. Temperatures in the morning in the 40s and highs in the 60s. Right now we have 53 and it's partly cloudy.
Thank you, Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and even you, Pac, well, you heard that forecast, so you don't need to call Karen.
I'll always love you.
Is this the pantyhose singing?
Ooh, even though the tears have fallen.
The who?
Ooh, from my eyes.
The panty waist, maybe, like Halsey Hall said.
Presents the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the greatest hits from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock with Dan Donovan. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on the number one music station under the sun.
KS95.
Nice going, Carl. So busy watching Donut's crew cut that forgot that Aretha was ready to sing on the radio. Partly cloudy at 53. Ricky Foggy sits out 2 games. The Gophers open their season tomorrow night at the Metrodome indoors. And the Vikes, 3-game show starting at 11 on Sunday here on KS95 FM.
I meant the Nylons were singing that song. Carl,
yeah.
I was kidding you. All right, I'll shut up for a while.
Twins, 3-game out-of-town series tonight with the Indians. That's Aretha, 17 before 9 on the Nap and Donut Show, KS95 FM.
Mitch Ryder,
hey!
For the MTC.
Oh, MTC Ryder, answer right now, just a beat.
Now, are you going to read the newspaper on the way to work driving your car? Come on. I hope you have about a $10 million umbrella policy. Find a life. With a monthly all-you-can-ride card, you can get on any bus, anytime, as often as you like, and never worry about change. Or you can get a convenient 10-punch commuter card. Buy handy convenience fares at the Transit Store, Town Square, Dayton's, Donaldson's.
It's the son who turned 13 and changed completely. It's the daughter you can't seem to reach anymore. It's the report card that went from above average to failing. It's the way friends have stopped coming around. It's the phone call in the night, or worse yet, it's the silence. It's pretending things are better when you know they're not. If you think your kid is in trouble, call MedFormation at 874-4444. Ask for better connections. They can tell you about Abbott Northwestern Hospital's Counseling and Treatment Center for Kids. Maybe it's just finding the right person to talk to, or maybe there's a real need for help. Abbott Northwestern is there to help with a wide range of programs designed for kids and their families. If you think your kid is in trouble, pick up the phone, dial MedFormation at 874-4444. Ask for better connections. Because no matter what it is, better connections can help sort it out.
Good, yep. Ooh, baby.
You got a new baby?
No, Jerry and Jane Wall. And
oh, congratulations.
Got a new KS95 listener this morning.
Great.
Go ahead, Carl. What are we going to say now? I'm
going to say that the numbers in Minneapolis still probably for the next couple of hours that begin with 3. Incoming calls are kafooey and so are outgoing, but 911 is still functioning. Use it. Later this afternoon on KS95 FM on the popular Dan Donovan Show, they'll be playing Vikings trivia one more time. In fact, several more times, it looks like to me. Dan's going to give away the store this afternoon, so you'll be there in person for the Vikes-Lions game.
What? What's he giving away?
Vikings tickets.
Oh.
Pair of tickets.
I thought he'd give away some autographed pictures again.
Well, he could do that too, I suppose.
Really, remember when he came back to town and he was at the Twins game and all Dan's
fans
were screaming and hollering and Dan struck out 3 batters. It was beautiful.
Terrific. They didn't sign him, though, did they?
Nope.
No.
Dayton's semi-annual home sale ends Monday, September 14th. That gives you just a few more days to save on furnishings for a country home, a contemporary home, a traditional home. You'll find living room furniture, dining room furniture, and bedroom furniture. Much of it is in stock and available for quick delivery. And many more styles can be special ordered at home sale savings. You'll find the finishing touches of Dayton's, too. Lamps, mirrors, area rugs. And if you're in the market for carpeting or mattresses, you can buy now and you won't have to pay until February. All during Dayton's semi-annual home sale, now through Monday.
Time out!
Summertime!
Play ball!
You're in shape to do it all!
To the park,
the beach,
the lake,
the shore.
Anyone for tennis?
Four!
Give yourselves a pet, give them all a pet, give them all a little pat of butter.
Don't worry about the pounds you shed.
It's got the same calories as most other spreads.
Give them all a pet, give them all a pet, give them all a little pat of butter.
Spread butter on a Sunday dinner. Spread butter on a picnic by the lake. Spread the news that summer's better with a pat of butter.
Give yourselves a pet, give your kids a pet, give them all a little pat of butter.
Golden butter, melting through Minnesota's summer. Spread that pure, fresh, natural taste. Don't you deserve a real pat of butter?
Spread it on.
Spread it out.
Looking good without a doubt.
Treat yourself to that special taste.
That butter taste can't be replaced.
Give them all a little pat of butter. Give them all a little pat of butter.
Sponsored by Minnesota Dairy Promotion Council, American Dairy Association.
Napper will be back on Monday.
Yeah.
Nap and Donut Show.
And Mr. Rogers is going to Moscow. It's true. It's in the news. Can you say Siberia? I knew you could. What's he going over there for? Well, they're going to film some segments in what? Mr. Rogers' Siberian neighborhood.
I never knew love like this before.
That's Steffi Mills on KS95 at 9:05.
Question.
Of me or
mm-hmm. for you? In 1831, Edgar Allan Poe was kicked out of West Point. You know why?
Mm-mm. Why?
Cadets were required to wear white belts and gloves under arms for parade. Edgar Allan Poe showed up wearing nothing but white belts and gloves and carrying his rifle. True story. He was discharged for gross neglect of duty. Another true fact from the amazing KS95 News Department.
Boy, if you didn't listen, you wouldn't know.
Goodbye, Pop. Hello, Winterbrook. One taste was all it took. You're not sticky sweet. You're so crisp and neat. Hello, Winterbrook.
You're listening to an ice-cold Winterbrook seltzer. Winterbrook's something new. It has all the flavor of a great soft drink, plus the fresh, clean taste of a sparkling seltzer. Neat combination, huh? There are 6 natural flavors, including raspberry and orange, all sodium-free. And thanks to NutraSweet brand sweetener, only about 3 calories a serving. Goodbye, Pop. Hello, Winterbrook.
Goodbye, sodium. Bye-bye, calories. Say hello to great taste naturally. You're not sugary. You're light and bubbly. Hello, Winterbrook. Say goodbye.
Look for the full-color Winterbrook Seltzer ad and coupon in this week's Twin Cities Reader.
When the cold winds are coming, your heat bills are rising, you need insulation fast. When you need fixins, our own hardware has products made to last.
Cut your heating bills with fixins from our own hardware. Clear 3M window insulator kits stop drafts, help prevent frosty windows. Indoor and outdoor styles, 42 by 62 inches, just $288.
We got fixin' up fixins, the tools for any job.
Protect your home now with energy-saving fixins from our own hardware. flexible Mako acrylic caulk with silicone goes on easy, dries in just 30 minutes for years of solid protection. 10-ounce tubes in assorted colors, sale priced at a low $147 each. Complete your fall fix-up with Leisure Living Flat Enamel, a one-coat scrubbable wall paint that spreads easily and cleans up fast. Regular $17.99 a gallon, now just $12.99.
Our own hardware, we got the fixin'.
At participating Our Own Hardware, How-To, and affiliated Gamble stores.
Chance for showers to come back this afternoon. High today, low to mid-60s. Tonight, somewhere in the upper 40s, and Saturday in the low 60s. Chance for scattered showers and mostly cloudy skies for later this evening and Saturday. Looks like partly sunny on Sunday, with somewhere in the 60s. Now it's partly cloudy, 53. About to make a cash call, number picked at random in Minneapolis, 18-18-95. This hour's total.
It used to seem to me that my life went on.